I want to be in control of how I die, if that's possible. I don't want some other drunk guy at the wheel and I go. See what I mean? You have been listening to The Radio Factor on Westwood One from Coast to Coast.
Hear both sides talk. AM 1150, KNRC, Inglewood, Denver. Enid Goldstein is straight ahead. It's 12 o'clock.
Good afternoon. Cloudy, 25 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by your Greater Denver Area Toyota dealers. Crews in both Boulder and Douglas counties are spending today sifting through the burning areas from this week's wildfires, looking for hot spots. Andy Lyon of South Metro Fire has been monitoring the 1,200-acre blaze in Douglas County and says there's no time like the present to remind homeowners in fire-prone areas.
You want to create an area of defensible space, which is 70 to 100 feet around your home where the vegetation has been thinned enough so that firefighters and their equipment can work safely to protect your home.
Lyon adds that it's a good idea to conspicuously post your address with 4-inch high reflective numbers so a firefighter or paramedic can find your home in case of an emergency. In response to those who want to maintain a rustic atmosphere with plenty of vegetation close to their rustic home, Lyon says trimming those trees can not only save the life of the homeowner, but also the life of a neighbor or firefighter. Not only the kids will be out tonight for Halloween, so will Colorado law enforcement organizations. Captain Jim Wolfenbarger of the State Patrol says that means increased DUI patrols and sobriety checkpoints.
Simply stated, there are over 440 police officers and troopers on Colorado roadways over the course of this weekend, beginning this evening at 6 o'clock, specifically that are going to be out there looking for the intoxicated driver across this Halloween weekend.
Wolfenbarger says tonight's icy roads will keep normally responsible motorists off the road, and he says that people who normally drink and drive will probably still do that tonight. Fort Carson mourned the loss of another soldier yesterday. A memorial service was held for 26-year-old Specialist Jose Mora Jr., who died last Thursday in a mortar attack in Iraq. Mora was assigned to C Company, 1st Battalion, 12th Infantry Regiment, 3rd Brigade Combat Team. His sister Yesenia says that her brother was always passionate about becoming a soldier and always took pride in keeping his uniforms looking their best. Mora received several awards, including the Bronze Star, Meritorious Service Medal, Purple Heart, National Defense Service Medal, Army Service Ribbon, and the Combat Infantryman's Badge. Mora is survived by his wife and three children. There's been a shooting in front of the courthouse in Van Nuys, California, where a hearing was being held for actor Robert Blake. Television cameraman Daniel Diaz says that he witnessed the incident.
I kept shooting at him, and he was dodging every time he shot, but he was hit several times.
Details are few, but LAPD confirms that shots were fired a short time ago. Reportedly, a suspect is in custody, the shooting apparently unrelated to the Blake case. Exhausted firefighters are cautiously optimistic as cooler, damper weather moves in over much of Southern California. Andrea Tuttle, who heads the California Department of Forestry, told NBC's Today Show that if the weather continues to cooperate, widespread mop-up could begin within a few days. Firefighters have to make sure that hot spots don't flare up and cause new problems. The wildfires have burned hundreds of thousands of acres from the Mexican border to areas north and east of L.A. At least 20 people have been killed. More than 2,500 homes have been destroyed. The death toll of U.S. soldiers in Iraq continues to inch up. A paratrooper with the 82nd Airborne Division was killed today in a bomb attack near a city west of Baghdad. His death brings the total number of U.S. war dead in Iraq to 118 since President Bush declared an end of major combat operations on May 1st. In a separate attack, two soldiers from the 1st Armored Division were injured in grenade attacks on the western outskirts of Baghdad in a market today. Earlier today, the Australian government's website warned Westerners to be vigilant for the next 2 weeks, citing credible information that terrorists have targeted a hotel frequented by foreign journalists and aid workers. After a week of emotional and graphic testimony, jurors in the Capitol murder trial of accused Washington, D.C. area sniper John Allen Muhammad are getting a break of sorts. Testimony today consists mainly of the prosecution recounting forensic evidence. Yesterday, jurors heard the tape of the 911 call made by the husband of slain FBI analyst Linda Franklin. He describes how his wife was fatally shot while the couple was loading their car with items purchased at a Home Depot store in Falls Church, Virginia. The day's worst Halloween trick could be lurking in your email. A new internet virus capable of turning your PC into a spamming machine was unleashed into cyberspace today. It's called the MyMail.c, and it's targeting both home and corporate computer systems in the U.S. and across Europe. The worm carries the subject line, "Our Private Photos," followed by three question marks. It often carries an email address from a friend or co-worker. In sports, the Denver Nuggets got pounded 102-85 last night by the Rockets in Houston. Nuggets will be home tomorrow to play the Sacramento Kings. Colorado Avalanche are on the road to New Jersey. They'll be playing a game tomorrow with the Devils. Toyota owners win a $10,000 American Express branded gift card. No purchase required. Buy an oil and filter change, battery and brake inspection, plus tire rotation for $35.95 through 10/31. See participating dealers for details. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News time is 12:05.
Oh, Larry, what a wonderful spot for our picnic.
Isn't it? The weather's just right.
Did someone say picnic?
Hey, you're stepping on the goat cheese.
Oops, so sorry. But I heard someone say picnic. And as the anniversary fairy for the Denver Center Theater Company, I must respond to emergency calls for tickets to picnic. So are you going?
Going? We're having the picnic now.
Mmm, yummy sandwiches. But I meant the play picnic.
We're just trying to enjoy.
Oh, wine.
Did you want something?
Yes. I want you to picture a small town in Kansas. A single mom and her two teenage daughters get ready for the big Labor Day picnic, and then a hunky drifter blows into town, and the sexual tension ignites. But if you'd rather just eat goat cheese...
Oh, no, no, we'll go see picnic.
My work here is done.
Our 25th season is our best yet. Come celebrate at the Denver Center Theater Company with tickets to Picnic, opening October 16th. Call 303-893-4100.
KNRC News time is 12:06. Time to go to Darren Copeland now in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by the 17 John Elway Showrooms. Got a bit of a problem, Logan and 7th Watch for an accident there. Another accident eastbound 6th Avenue right at Lincoln. And we're still seeing some slowdowns due to an earlier accident at 225 southbound right around Tamarack. At all John Elway Showrooms, you can get a brand new 2004 vehicle, but priced like a 2003. No, you're not hearing things. Get 2004 cars and trucks for 2003 prices, but only at John Elway. I'm Darren Copeland with your KNRC traffic.
I'm Stephanie DeLuca with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Want to bundle up the kids tonight before you go out trick-or-treating? It's going to be a chilly one. We're going to be in the mid-20s today. We've already reached our high, but temperatures are steady, again, in the mid-20s. Cloudy conditions with areas of light snow and freezing drizzle going to be messy out there this morning as well. Later on tonight, cloudy with a chance of light freezing rain and isolated snow showers down near 20 degrees. For tomorrow, cloudy, isolated snow and rain showers in 53. And for Sunday, partly cloudy, slight chance of rain and highs in the 50s. For the Weather Channel, I'm Stephanie DeLuca on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's cloudy, 25 degrees. KNRC News time is 12:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 12:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
The Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
12:07, 7 minutes after 12 o'clock. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And today we're going to be giving away four pairs of tickets for the Sarah Brightman concert. It's going to be at Magnus Arena, and it's going to be in March. I think it's March 7th. The tickets will go on sale. The reason we're doing it so early is that the tickets go on sale tomorrow officially. So they expect that the tickets will be sold out. So these tickets are worth about $90 a piece, which is, so a pair is almost $200, $180 or so. And some of these might be more expensive than the 90, I'm not sure. But in any event, this is quite a nice package that we're giving away. We're going to give away four pairs of tickets to the Sarah Brightman concert. You have to be able to go on March the 7th of next year. It will be at Magnus Arena. And as I said, these tickets are worth about $90 a piece. Next week, just to let you know, Deepak Chopra will be joining us live in studio. If you don't know who he is, I'd be surprised, but he's an MD. He's written many, many best-selling books. He has great takes on how to live longer, how to live better, what to do right in your life, how to make all your best dreams come true. So I'm always interested to talk to somebody like that. He'll be joining us. Also, Peter Shelton will be talking about the 10th Mountain Division, and that was really a phenomenal success in World War II, and the people who survived that training in the hills of Where did it start out first? Maybe in, was it Washington State? They were training the 10th Mountain Division. These are ski troops, troops on skis, for World War II. And the people who survived and came back with that training are the people who helped to pioneer the premier resorts, Aspen, Vail, and so on in this country. So I'm interested to talk to him as well. Later in the month, we're going to be talking with Todd Oppenheimer, how the false promise of technology has captured the classroom. We'll be talking with Rita Mae Brown, one of your favorite poets, perhaps. Simon Winchester has written a book about the Oxford English Dictionary. It's gotten fabulous reviews. It's a if you've never seen the OED, the Oxford English Dictionary, it's 20-some volumes. It costs thousands of dollars. And how it all began is a fascinating story because we take our dictionaries for granted. So he's going to be talking about that. And Ty Pennington from the Learning Channel's hit show Trading Spaces is going to be joining us in the studio as well. So we have lots of good guests coming up and adding more to the mix. On Monday, we will be joined by California State Senator Jackie Speier. The reason I thought we ought to have her on is I am so interested in this privacy, your financial privacy, which I think is very important for us to be able to control. And, you know, California, Jackie Speier tried very hard to get this thing passed in California. She tried several, two or three times, and finally was the third, I think, was the magic charm. She was able to get this these very strong protections about your financial privacy in the face of humongous lobbying and huge adversaries, the financial services industries, the bank lobbying lobbyists, and so on. She was able to get it through because there was enormous popular support. This was going to be the model for the rest of the states, and guess what happened? The feds caved to their big money interests, to the financial services industries, to the banking industries, and so on. And now they want to pass legislation that will nullify what California has done and furthermore preclude any of the other states from doing what California did in order to protect your financial privacy. So she's going to be joining us at noon on Monday. So 303-382-1150, just to get things started. Today is a potpourri of all kinds of things that I have on my mind that I haven't been able to get to. So Jackie Speier from California, state senator, we'll be talking with her as we get underway on Monday because I want to find out what we can do to get ourselves organized here, how we can protect ourselves against these people who want to take away our rights to financial privacy. In other words, they want to control our financial data. And a lot of time, and there's no oversight. As you know, a lot of the times they get it wrong. There have been all kinds of horror stories from the financial services industry, from your credit reports. People are denied credit, and they have a pretty good credit history, and they wonder why. And then they go in and look at the credit reports, and guess what they find out? They find out that there are errors. So, how to protect against identity theft, all kinds of financial fraud that this new federal legislation might open all of this up to. The very idea that you cannot control your privacy on financial matters, that these companies want to mine you, want to mine your data, and want to share it at a great cost with their affiliate companies and perhaps even other companies that they're not affiliated with, and you have no control over it, I don't like that. I think you ought to be screaming about this because this has all kinds of implications. It has all kinds of repercussions. 303-382-1150. So Senators Dianne Feinstein, Senator Barbara Boxer, both from California, are trying to amend what the Senate is trying to impose on the rest of us. And we'll be watching their bill. That bill is in committee right now. Nothing happening with either of those bills, I don't think. Not at the moment. Keep you posted on that. Tonight, trick-or-treating, are you going to do it? We've got a staff party going on across the hall. It was a potluck, and God, it's just great. Everybody brought all this great stuff in. Just terrific. Steve Holt brought in a chili with these great green chilies, and Tony DeSiri brought in his timbale recipe. And what did I do? I did garlic bread, and I did hors d'oeuvres, and I did a pirate's chest fill with candies. And let's see, we have pears and blue cheese from Dobbs, and we have, I don't know, Ray and the Suits all got pizzas, and what else? We got great stuff. Roger, our chief engineer, God bless him, he did an Elvis, this was one of Elvis's favorite recipes. And you know what? If Elvis has an ounce of strength left, he'll get on a plane and fly in to join us. It sounds horrible, but it is so good. It really sounds hideous. In fact, just listening to a description of it, your arteries will immediately clog up. But here it is. It is peanut butter, jelly, and fried bacon in a, like a pastry, in a pastry, like a puff pastry dough, or like, you know, and then you slice it in slices. I know, it sounds hideous, but it, apparently there was a Denver restaurant that made this, and Elvis would get in his jet and fly from Graceland to Denver just to have this stuff in the middle of the night. Maybe they stayed open late for him, and it was, what, the Gold Mine restaurant or something like that? I don't remember, but anyway, this was, it's terrific. It's really good, but you know, if you are trying to watch your weight, or if your cholesterol is higher than your gross national income, then you don't want to have any of this stuff. But it is good. People brought all kinds of great stuff, so it's been a wonderful potluck. And I'm sorry to have to leave it. I could only stay a couple of minutes because my public demanded that I be here. 303-382-1150 on this fabulous Friday. Okay, it's Friday. One of the things we've been talking about around here, I'll reprise some of the things that we have been discussing. What we discussed last Friday that got many of you upset and carried us part of during the week this week is a friend of mine who's well-connected, pretty bright, and an astute observer made the observation that he's beginning to think that Republicans are dumber than Democrats, that Democrats are smarter, that conservatives are less intelligent than progressives and liberals. Well, I had a lot, you know, some of you took me very seriously. I'm getting a lot of emails of people who take everything I say quite literally. Don't do that. Some of it is meant to be, some of it is meant to be a little bit wry and sly and puckish, but okay. Anyway, if for those of you who are Simpsons fans, the Fox News Channel has threatened to the makers of The Simpsons over a spoof that The Simpsons did. And what they were doing is they were spoofing Fox News. They were doing a parody, and it included such headlines as, "Do Democrats cause cancer?" So it would be one section of Fox suing another section of Fox because The Simpsons are on Fox Entertainment, right? So it's Fox News. So I don't, but anyway, but Fox is so upset. They are so bent out of shape over this parody that The Simpsons did. I think this is hysterical. Headlines, "Do Democrats cause cancer?" So when I turn it around and I say, you know what, I think Republicans maybe aren't as smart as Democrats, my God, steam is pouring out of some of your ears, which only confirms my theory. It is pouring out of the ears of conservatives and Republicans, which must mean that I must have hit the nail on the head. 303-382-1150. So here we have The Simpsons doing a parody of the Fox, you know, fair and balanced. We distort, you decide. Do Democrats cause cancer? Do the Republicans cause, what, arthritis? I don't know. 303-382-1150. One of the things, all right, trick or treat. I was going somewhere with trick or treat. Are you going to do it tonight? The temperature has dropped 5 million degrees since a couple of days ago. It's not going to get any warmer. Right now, we're at the peak temperature for the day, and it's going to go downhill from here. There's a whole story about parents who are buying these designer trick-or-treat costumes for their kids, and when the stores are sold out, they go on eBay and pay three or four times what the things retail for to begin with. So then we find out that one of the old-fashioned things that used to exist that our moms used to do, well, some of our moms, my mom didn't know how to sew, but once I think she actually made me a costume. I don't know how she did that because she didn't know how to sew, but no, we're going to say goodbye. We're going to put on black, and we're going to be in mourning for the homemade costume. People aren't doing it anymore because people don't have time or people don't have the sewing skills, or it's just easy to go to a costume rental place. And if you go to a place like maybe Kmart or Target or you know, Big Lots or some of those places, it probably costs you less to buy the thing than it does to buy the material and all the time it would be involved unless you get a lot of pleasure out of sewing. So goodbye to the homemade costume. It's not, what are you going to go as? Are you going to go trick-or-treating, and what are you going to be wearing? Are you going to do it? I'm not going to do it. I'm kind of a Grinch. I mean, I'm not going to I'm not going to be home either for when the kids do come trick-or-treating. They're getting a couple of choice nouns and verbs. That's what they're going to get. Anyway, costumes, very rare, and the one that I'm seeing a lot, big sellers, the Saddam mask, the Osama mask, two big sellers. 303-382-1150. Halloween has been banned in Moscow and is being banned in France. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you spend any time in San Francisco at all, Halloween is like is like Christmas. You go to the bank, everybody's in costumes and masks. Actually, it could be a scene right out of a thriller. Because you think, oh, you know, what if you go in costume? That would be a good day for someone to do a holdup. Because everybody's in costumes and masks, the tellers, you go to any kind of a store or a restaurant, everybody's dressed in costumes. I mean, it is a big deal. And then if you go down to the Castro, it is really a big deal. Then you see the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, and they're dressed as nuns. But, like, no nun ever really ever got dressed. Anyhow, France is turning its back on Le Halloween. 5 years after it took France by storm, in a whirlwind marketing drive launched by one lone French entrepreneur, Le Halloween looks set to perform its very own disappearing act. Parties, pumpkins, and Halloween bar promotions are still on, but almost everyone agrees there's something missing this year. The only, I mean, it's like it's not happening in France, and it's being banned in Moscow because they don't want to mix up church and state here. City officials claim that Halloween brings elements of religion into the classroom, and so they're saying no to Halloween. Cynthia, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hello. I've listened to your program since you guys got started. I'm sorry they moved you from 3 to 12, but that's beside the point. My point is on this Nigel Hamilton you had yesterday. I didn't have a chance to call you. And I was wondering, is this someone else just jumping on the bandwagon to bash Clinton? I just kind of say, yeah, every question you asked him, he didn't have an answer for.
I don't think so. He's a very respected biographer, and mm-hmm. he's done award-winning, he's English, as you noticed, and,
yes.
and he's done award-winning biographies of Field Marshal Montgomery. Also, his biography of John F. Kennedy was very good. It was very well written. The reason that he gets jumped on, and the reviewers have jumped on him, I have to confess, I haven't had a chance to read the book. It's about 4 inches thick, and I'll get to it. But he was jumped on because he used a lot of gossipy stuff about Bill Clinton. I think you cannot do a biography of somebody unless you feel you're married to that person for the years that it takes you to write that thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you better have some affinity with that person. You better like that person somewhat or be so intrigued by the person that you really want to be married to them for the length of the time it takes to write a biography like that. So are you thinking that he's just a Clinton basher?
I think it sounds like Limbaugh 2 or 3 or 4 or 15 or whatever, because all the time before you guys were on, when I would listen to Limbaugh or one of the other clones, he sounded just like them. And when you asked him about, when he said, he wouldn't give a name of the girl that Clinton fell in love with. It's like, well, who gave him that name? I mean, did she go up to him and say, well, if you write about...
I was a little bit... I thought he was a little excessively coy.
Yeah.
And let me tell you why. Because he names certain names, maybe not all of them, but certain names in the book, and he refused to say it on the air.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if I tell you that maybe two fewer people will buy my book, so...
Right. And, oh, like, I read this book about Nancy Reagan way back when, and, you know, you can only take... Part of it is truth and part not. And but it does set something in your mind about the person of, like, well, she was really a witch. And it's, you know, it's like, gee, he was bashed for 8 years. He's still being bashed. And then to come out with a book and try to make money on bashing him, let's do it some more. Come on, let's dig him.
Well, where he got criticized, Cynthia, is that he didn't add anything new to what was already out there. That was the big criticism from the major reviewers. And, of course, he bristles at that.
Well, there was one thing that he said just really knocked me off my feet when he was talking about Bush. And he said, you don't have to be intelligent to be a leader. Now, where does he come from saying something as stupid as that?
Well, I'm gonna agree with them. I think I think there's some. You may not be a good leader, but there's something charismatic about certain people.
Yeah, but he said that he was a good leader. And
well, I don't agree with that. I think he's somebody who gets his cues right, and they tell him what to say. But I think naturally, I don't think that naturally he's. I think what he's got is a kind of charm, a kind of affability that people can more connect with than
we're
they could with Al Gore. But as far as being a real leader, no, I wouldn't put Bush in that
corner. We're talking about Bush now, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, now I was talking to a real Republican.
We got to break here. But tell me real quick, what did you want to say about Jackie Speier?
When I said Jackie Speier.
Yeah.
Next week when you have her on, could you please you or her? Please put on the phone number to these senators, whoever we're supposed to call, because I have no clue.
Cynthia, call your own senators. You don't know their numbers?
No.
You don't know who your senators are?
I know who they are. I don't know what their number is.
You don't have an email? All right, we'll get all that. All right, you should do that as a responsible citizen. You should have that. But we will try and make that available to you. I thank you, Cynthia, for the call. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC.
Denver's only independent news and talk radio station, AM 1150 KNRC.
Used cars are expensive, but at Advance Auto Parts, we believe they don't have to be expensive to maintain. That's why our parts come with ready to go low prices. Whatever you need, you'll know in advance you're getting a low price, guaranteed. Looks like the cost of owning a car just went down. So bring it on. We're ready in advance.
For the best parts, people and price, we're ready in advance. Yeah, bring it on.
If your kids play sports, make sure they wear plastic protective gear, like a batting helmet when they step up to the plate.
Whoa!
And for hockey, soccer, football, rollerblading, there's plastic shin guards, shoulder pads, helmets, and mouth guards. And for the boys, whatever sport he's playing, make sure he's got a plastic cup in his athletic supporter. He'll thank you. His children will thank you. His children's children will thank you. Plastics make it possible. The American Plastics Council.
Do you know the difference between customizing an opening to fit a door and customizing a door to fit an opening? Call Colorado Door Connection at 303-425-3366. They'll explain. From structural integrity to financial sense, this is a question you cannot afford to overlook when considering the doors in your home. Since a door is the first impression made to your home or room, and you know the saying, you only get one chance to make a first impression, Colorado Door Connection will help you make the best impression possible through excellent service and quality products. Call now and receive a free handle set valued at $160 with a purchase of $600 or more. Colorado Door Connection. Visit our showroom at 9710 West 50th Avenue, just off I-70 and Kipling, or call 303-425-3366. Don't put your home's doors on the back burner any longer. The holidays and holiday guests are fast approaching, so visit Colorado Door Connection today.
Talk to Bill O'Reilly.
John, go.
Hi, Bill. In what way do you believe the Dean campaign is barbaric?
We deal with the Dean people all the time, and we can't get a straight answer out of them. They won't give us any information about anything, and that's because he got raked over the coals by Russert on Meet the Press. So now the strategy is we're not going to put him in any forum where he's going to be challenged, and anybody we feel that asks a tough question, we're going to say they're unfair or partisan.
Bill O'Reilly, weekday mornings from 10 till noon on AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
12:27 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. We're getting the information together where you can get a hold of your Congress people, your senators, and how you can contact them on any issue that you want them to know how you feel, but also particularly on this financial privacy issue as well. So, and you can, we'll have all of that for you. So we're getting it together. We're also going to be giving away tickets for the Sarah Brightman concert. This is March the 7th. Four pairs of tickets. They're worth about $90 a ticket, so almost $200 for the pair. And we're going to be doing that throughout the show today. So stay with us. We're talking about a lot of things. It's kind of a potpourri today, so let's just get started. One of the things that's of issue. Oh, first of all, did anybody go to the Simon and Garfunkel concert last night? I would have loved to have gone. The tickets were as high as $250. They were very expensive tickets. But you got wonderful, fabulous reviews in the paper. So if anybody was there, I'd love to hear from you so that we could get a first-hand account. 303-382-1150. I know the Everly Brothers performed as well. They've been joining the show on the road. I think Simon and Garfunkel are so wonderful together. And don't forget, Art Garfunkel had a terrific career as an actor. He was in, I can't remember all the names of the movies, but at least a couple. One of them directed by, Mike Nichols that had Jack Nicholson in it. What was that called? I don't remember the name of it. But anyway, Art Garfunkel was a pretty decent actor. CNBC is giving Dennis Miller his own daily show. Comic Dennis Miller, who used to be a liberal and is now rabidly conservative. This is what happens as you get older and you get more conservative. It's because more of your brain cells are dying off. I'm convinced of it. 303-382-1150. Ron, calling on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, Enid, have a good weekend. You be careful going home.
Okay.
The thing is about, you know, what gets me about Halloween is it's such a, it was, you know, I get real tired of countries banning it on religious grounds, and it's a religious holiday, really, to start, All Souls Day. You ever been to Mexico on All Souls Day?
I have not.
You ought to go see in Mexico or go to some Hispanic communities where you see people make these licorice anise skeletons of families, you know, enjoying themselves, and they're honoring the dead.
Well, okay.
And you know, and like, and you know, and we give this bad rap to, you know, especially in Halloween, bad rap to witches. Well, actually, in our pagan days, before we, you know, our ancestors became Christian, the witches were our priestesses and mothers.
And sometimes they became our wives and girlfriends.
Well, you stole my thunder. I'm sorry.
Is that what you were going? Is that where you were going,
yeah,
Ron?
Yes, because they were the ones that kept the hearth, and they were the mother figures, and you know, they were, and it was, you know, and to be a witch was a big honor back then.
Well, it was supposed to have been a matriarch somewhere along the line, but I guess that all changed.
Yeah, but you know, as far as trick or treating, I was talking to my daughter. My grandkids aren't going out. First of all, it's too cold, and besides, they have made, I think, Halloween is, just my observation, as a big adult, go out and get drunk bash holiday. And I don't want my little kids out there, you know, with drunks out there on the road tonight, especially if it's going to be slick.
All right, Ron, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Is this Martha?
Yeah.
Hi, Martha. Welcome to the show.
I just wanted to tell you, I was at Simon and Garfunkel last night. It was fab.
Fab.
It was the best show I've seen in a long time. I'm not a real concert goer.
Right.
But it carried sort of an older crowd, and when the Everly Brothers came out, it was like, oh, my, this is even better than I thought.
Oh, God. It just sounds...
And then they took you back even before the original. Like, when they were 16, they had songs that they hadn't sung before.
Those two have known each other since what? Kindergarten? Simon and Garfunkel?
Since they were in sixth grade.
Sixth grade. So
we're taking it back. I'm thinking like they're 62, somewhere in there.
They're in their early 60s, so they have spent about 50 years performing together, on and off.
And their voices weren't as crisp as I've seen them in the past, but just the two of them were just... And all the band members were the originals.
Really?
Yeah, they all had gray long hair. I was like, okay.
I think that's fabulous. And the other thing that I like, too, is that, you know, here, this is a reunion that doesn't have the same kind of hype to it that a lot of reunions do.
Well, we went to see Neil Young, and I was totally disappointed. I mean, totally did nothing from the past.
The thing you want to say about Paul Simon, though, is he's been pushing the musical envelope for a lot of years. He's always trying different things. He's somebody who's very much committed to the craft, so it isn't just that he's a hit machine.
Well, I saw him when he was here with the Gulf War, and he took a somber crowd and put them on their toes.
Wow.
And I thought he didn't even need to do that last night. It was already there. It was.
How were the acoustics there?
You know, I've seen Santana there, and I've seen some other people, but they had it together.
This was at the Pepsi Center.
It was on TV. I don't know what they were filming it for, but it was being filmed.
Oh, good. Maybe we get to see it later. Those of us who didn't pop for a $250 ticket last night, we get to see it later.
I don't know, but it was worth every $250 I had in my back pocket.
What did you have to pay for the tickets?
About $230.
$230?
Yeah, we were on about the fifth row up center stage. It was wonderful.
Oh, wow.
It was wonderful.
It sounds to me like you got your money's worth.
I could have paid $500 and not. I mean, it was wonderful.
It was really wonderful. Martha.
I want to say one more thing.
Yeah.
Since I'm on with you, I love you. And
thank you.
Anybody but Bush is my ticket.
Mine too. I'm with you. Thanks a lot, Martha. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. The one thing you can say about Simon and Garfunkel, or somebody else may have made this observation, I can't remember, they are each, it's like there's this one person that you have that is the right person, the only person perhaps, who can make your music come alive. And I wonder if each doesn't play the role for the other. If anything, there's nobody who was ever able to do that for Paul Simon, and there was no one who was ever able to do that for Art Garfunkel, except the two of them together. It's kind of, I think it's rare when you find somebody who makes your, whatever you do, amplifies it to the millionth degree, and vice versa. It would almost be the model for an exceptional marriage, in case that's not an oxymoron, in case such a thing as an exceptional marriage actually occurred. All right, the Globe is out. I haven't seen it, but it's the talk of the town. The Globe is a tabloid. And the reason it's the talk of the town is that what they have done is they have put Kobe's accuser, the picture of her, and they are naming her on the cover. The last time they had a picture of her, they put a black strip across her eyes so that you couldn't immediately identify her. But now they have a real hot shot of her with, I don't know, it looks like with her skirt sort of pulled up and a garter evident on one of her thighs, and it says Kobe's accuser. And what adds a certain additional dimension to the story is that the new editor is a woman. Her name is Bonnie Fuller, and she has been a very well-known editor. She's a veteran editor. She has been editor of Glamour magazine, of Cosmo, of Marie Claire, and of YM. She spent the last 2 years revamping Us Weekly, and she was lured over to the Globe, and here's a woman putting on the cover of Globe another woman identifying Kobe's accuser by name and with a photo, and a pretty provocative photo is that. The headline of the story in Salon is, Did Bonnie Fuller Really Betray Women? What do you think about putting the woman's picture on the front of the Globe tabloid, naming her, and a woman editor doing it? Probably a woman editor, if I'm going to be completely honest about this, a woman editor is going to get away with it more than a male editor. He'd really be called out for it. But here you have a woman editor. Is she betraying women? Female editors are condemning the Globe for running a tawdry photo of Kobe Bryant's accuser. What do you think about that? Should they have done it? 303, there are these shield laws. Everybody knows who she is. None of the reputable papers have mentioned her name. You had guys like Tom Likas doing it to get himself publicity on his radio show, and now you've got the Globe doing it. Again, it's irresistible for publicity and therefore sales. So if that's the equation, is anything sacred? 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC. 12:36, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Cloudy, 25 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by AT&T Wireless. Icy roads this morning resulted in the deaths of two people in separate accidents. A 19-year-old CSU student died when her pickup skidded off a county road near LaPorte. A three-car accident on E-470 south of 56th Avenue took the life of a Mississippi man. The FBI is investigating a bank robbery this morning at the Public Service Credit Union on South Parker Road. The suspect had a handgun and made his escape on a mountain bike. No one was injured at the bank, but reportedly several people were tied up. Starting tonight at 6, Colorado law enforcement agencies begin the Heat Is On campaign to locate impaired drivers. The program includes sobriety checkpoints, saturation patrols, and police patrols looking for drivers under the influence. More than 300 DUI arrests were made in Colorado over Halloween weekend last year. Police are investigating a shooting outside the Los Angeles area courthouse where a hearing for Robert Blake is being held. CBS is reporting that the victim was killed. According to a cameraman at the scene, the victim was an attorney. A suspect is in custody. Blake is in a Van Nuys, California courtroom to see if murder charges against him will be dropped. A cool, wet forecast is bringing welcome relief to Southern California firefighters. Crews are finally able to report some progress being made in battling 10 blazes that have been burning for more than a week. San Diego, in particular, is getting a grip on some of its fires. The Cedar Fire is 42% contained, while the Paradise Fire is 30% contained. 20 people have been killed, more than 2,500 homes destroyed in the devastating fires in California. Another soldier was killed in Iraq today. Military officials say the soldier was killed in a bomb attack west of Baghdad. Meanwhile, President Bush will have to wait a bit longer to get more money for post-war Iraq. The Senate isn't expected to discuss the $87 billion spending plan until Monday. The House approved legislation this morning. In sports, the Denver Nuggets return home tomorrow night to take on the Sacramento Kings. The Nuggets lost 102-85 to the Rockets last night in Houston. And the Colorado Avalanche will take on the Devils in New Jersey tomorrow afternoon. For your most important calls, reach out on the Wireless Service America Trust's AT&T Wireless. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 1239.
Hi, I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Ehrman. We're the Style Matters gals, and we love to shop.
But sometimes we don't like to shop for the same things. For example, I'm sick of looking for thigh-high white boots for you.
Well, that's because you have a short attention span. But there are two boutiques where we both love to shop. Posh and the Perfect Petal at 32nd and Lowell in the Highland neighborhood.
These two boutiques are more than just gift shops. They sell almost anything your little heart desires, such as Anthony's shaving and skincare lines for men, stylish hats, the accessory for this season, dishware, and decorative home items.
How about unique floral arrangements, the hottest new skincare line called Juice, and a bridal registry, invitations, and gifts? It's all at the Perfect Petal and Posh.
Two incredible boutiques, Posh and the Perfect Petal, at Lowell and 32nd Avenue in the Highland neighborhood. Open Monday through Saturdays, 9 to 8, Sundays, 11 to 5.
We both love to shop there because they give great shopping.
KNRC News Time is 1240. Time to go to Darren Copeland now in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by Sweet Tomatoes. Latest accident, eastbound 6th Avenue at Colorado. Also, First and University. It sounds like the lights aren't working. Treat that as a four-way stop. Watch for a problem. Southbound I-25 at Yale. That could be a bit of a problem for you as well. This Thursday and Friday at Sweet Tomatoes, kids in costumes eat for only 99 cents with the purchase of each regular-priced adult meal. Start your Halloween fun early at Sweet Tomatoes. I'm Darren Copeland with your KNRC traffic.
I'm meteorologist Mark Thibodeau with a KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. A storm system developing across Nevada will continue to bring moisture into the area over the top of cold air. That's going to mean a mixed bag of precip this afternoon. It'll turn warmer over the weekend with a south wind and maybe some showers by Sunday. For the afternoon, expect a mix of light snow, sleet, and freezing rain. Highs only to 31. Overcast and temperatures steady tonight in the lower 30s. Saturday turning partly cloudy. You might be able to get outside. Warmer, high to 55. For the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Mark Thibodeau on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's cloudy, 25 degrees. KNRC News Time is 1241. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
There are a few reasons to wish summer were still here. One, because it's summer, and two, because winter just beats up your home. The snow comes, then the freeze, then ice expands in the cracks in the walls. This is Greg Dobbs, and welcome to the freeze-thaw cycle that's just a normal part of winter in Colorado. But damage from the cycle is normal, too, which is why you want to call Ironclad Painting. Using Benjamin Moore Premium Paints, they can stop the damage before it starts. They do large and small home remodeling and handyman jobs too. For paint, as I say, they use premium paint from Benjamin Moore. And for peace of mind, they guarantee everything for 5 whole years, some materials for life. But can you trust them? Well, Ironclad is a family-owned business and has been for more than 20 years. They'll always be there for you. So give them a call at 303-347-8099. Please tell them Greg Dobbs sent you. 347-8099. Ironclad Painting, home of Benjamin Moore Premium Paints and the Ironclad Guarantee.
KNRC Market Watch.
WorldCom could have its massive accounting scandal officially behind it by the end of today. A bankruptcy judge set to rule on the company's reorganization plan today. Close watchers expect it to be approved. The plan would leave WorldCom with only 10% of its $41 billion debt load. And if approved, it would also result in an official name change to MCI. A harvest of profits for Archer Daniels Midland. The agricultural processor says sales jumped 19% last quarter. Overall earnings up 39%. Shares gaining 5%, hitting a new 52-week high. Manufacturing is performing better than expected in the Midwest. The Chicago PMI, or Purchasing Managers Index, showing expansion in business as employers hire new workers to boost inventories. That report and a better-than-expected reading on consumer sentiment not doing much for the markets this hour. The Dow is up 20 points, the S&P 500 is up 3, but the NASDAQ is down a fraction. I'm Andrew O'Day, in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Our contact number, 303-382-1150.
We hear you.
303-382-1150. Close is your phone. 303-382-1150. KNRC.
1243 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. Happy trick or treat. Today's the day we're having, we're scarfing down this wonderful potluck, and now the desserts are out. So everybody, who hasn't made a trip across the hall, go get some more dessert. It's great. Everybody brought in some terrific stuff and pretty imaginative stuff too. The question I'm asking, we're talking about a lot of things in today's A Potpourri of Conversation. I've all kinds of things that I haven't been able to talk to you about this week, and I want to get to it. But, the Globe is just out on the newsstands. It has on the cover a picture of Kobe's accuser, the alleged victim, and they don't hide her face at all. Apparently, I have a version where they have hid her face, but her face is there for you to see, and they're identifying her. And the editor of the Globe is a veteran editor, a woman whose name is Bonnie Fuller. She's been the editor of Glamour and Cosmo and Mary Claire, and also the new most recently Us Weekly, which is a gossip magazine trying to compete with People magazine. And the question is, did Bonnie Fuller betray women by putting the picture of Kobe's accuser on the cover of the Globe tabloid? Patrick in Littleton, hi, you're live with Enan.
Boo. I had to do that.
I know. And I almost got scared, too.
Did you? Okay.
Almost.
I haven't lost my touch yet, then. I'm not surprised, first of all, but I do think that it was wrong for them to put her picture on that, definitely. I mean, especially after this one weirdo already solicited the camp to go kill her. You know?
Well, they've all had death threats. Everybody who's involved with it, I think the judges, I don't know about Kobe, if he's gotten threats, I haven't heard that.
Probably from his wife. But he hasn't
heard about that. Well, I'm choking on that one. That was good. Somebody said that what you need to do is you need to give the accuser the $4 million ring. He should give the accuser the $4 million ring to settle this, to make this suit go away, and then as soon as it goes away, he'll give his wife an $8 million ring.
There you go.
There you go. All right. I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Joe, calling from Westminster. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yes, Enid. First, I think the movie you were trying to think of earlier was Carnal Knowledge.
Yes, that was the movie.
Yeah. He was.
That was a good movie.
Yeah. Garfunkel was also in Catch 22, which was also a good role for him.
Anna Margaret was in Carnal Knowledge, and it was a really meaty acting role for her. Mike Nichols was the director, and he does a terrific job.
Right. Dennis Miller, I'm really disappointed that he's being given his own show on CNBC. It seems like these cable networks are just desperate for any neoconservative, you know, viewpoint they can put on. The thing about Dennis Miller is my take on him. I've followed him for a long time, even back when he was a liberal. He's the kind of guy that the thing of most concern for him is to be hip, considered hip and cool. And, you know, for a long time, being liberal was considered hip and cool, so he was that. Now it's more trendy to be conservative, so he switched over.
So what does it say for his center, in case he has one? Not much, does it?
Not much. And, you know, he's the master of the really quick take on something which might appear at first to be kind of perceptive, but when you think about it, it's idiotic. And I'll give you a quick example. He was on Jay Leno not too long ago, you know, spouting his new conservative viewpoint. And he was talking about the deficit, you know, and why are liberals so concerned about the budget deficit? He said, that's money, you know, he says, who do we, you know, that's the government. Who do we owe that to? How are they going to collect, you know, and got a big laugh from that. I mean, if you think about it, that's just idiotic. I mean,
no, I'll tell you what his stock and trade is. I used to think he was funny, and when the idea that he might do, Monday Night Football started to surface, I thought, ooh, you know what, he could be so sharp and hip and funny and cool and all that stuff. And he wasn't. It just didn't work. And I saw him recently before I realized that he'd become a conservative, before I knew what he was. If anything, it wasn't even part of the equation. Here's what he got, a lot of attitude and a lot of hip-sounding, you know, $3 words strung together,
right,
that sound like they're describing something, but you don't know what he's talking about half the time. And it's kind of a hollow act, and I think finally it wears thin. So now you gotta get a new label. You gotta rebrand yourself. And if you were a hip liberal previously, and that's not selling, now you become an even more biting conservative. So you're rebranding the name Dennis Miller, because he's flopped out in a lot of stuff lately. He flopped out of Monday Night Football, right?
Right.
Okay, I don't know that he's had a success. I saw him, there was some HBO thing or some, I saw him on some cable something or other doing something. And all it was a lot of attitude and a lot of snideness and nothing that makes you laugh.
Right, and not much substance.
Not much substance, not that pithy home run. You know, if you get that home run, then snideness and attitude, that's fine. if you've got something to back it up. But without it, all you are is the Potemkin village, and that's what I think he's become. But I'll tell you what outlets like CNBC have become. They're looking to emulate Fox's success. So when I said yesterday that the average creative IQ in broadcast is hovering at room temperature, if that, there's an example of it. Right. If Fox is doing well, then they're going to try and recruit any kind of conservative they can, because that's the attitude du jour. And they're hoping to have a success with him. Whether he'll be successful or not, I really don't know. I can't predict it.
Right. Maybe they'll all start bringing frivolous lawsuits, too, since Fox has been doing that.
Well, they're so furious. They're furious at The Simpsons. They're rattling the legal sabers on that one because The Simpsons was parroting the Fox News Channel saying Democrats cause cancer. I thought that was hilarious. Joe, thanks. 303-382-1150. Okay, you be the third caller, and we're going to give you a pair of tickets for Sarah Brightman. They're worth $90 apiece. Be the third caller, 303-382-1150. Be the third caller. We'll take a break in just a second, and then we'll come back probably, I'm assuming, with a winner. This is for March the 7th, Magnus Arena. The tickets are going to go on sale tomorrow. If you're the third caller, you win a pair of tickets. And let's head over to Brad in Evergreen. Hi, Brad. You're live with Enan.
Something tells me I was the first caller.
You didn't get it. You were already on the line here.
Oh, rat. See, I should have hung up and just dialed back. I could have.
Well, we're going to give away three more pairs today.
Okay. Well,
so you are not out of the running. Oh, you mean that's the only reason you're going to listen, Brad?
Yeah, basically. No.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you for that.
Look, I don't have a lot to listen to that I agree with right now. You know, I called in on the Kobe Bryant thing just to say it's about time we had some fairness for the accused, because, you know, we get all this publicity about the accused, but we don't get, you know, it's like the accuser gets to hide behind the tree. And I personally think it would be better if neither got any publicity, if the police just kept everything quiet so you didn't know, kind of like they do in England, where you find out after the fact what actually happened. Don't you?
Well, that wouldn't be a bad plan, except it's probably impossible when you have someone of the celebrity. If it's a nobody, then it's not a problem. But if it's somebody of the celebrity status of a guy like Kobe Bryant, it's going to get out.
Well, it can, but, you know, they do a pretty good job in England of this. You don't hear about things like this until after the fact, and then they just, you know, crucify whoever's in the media.
So in England, I wasn't aware of it, actually. So in England, are you telling me that if there's a potential, if there are allegations of rape, what happens is everybody, they seal the names of both the victim, the alleged victim and the accused?
Yes.
And they do an investigation, and it's a kind of quiet investigation, and then when they find the results, that's when they trumpet it. Is that it?
That's my understanding, but I got to say it's third hand, because I heard it on TV or the radio or somewhere, so I don't know that firsthand, but that's what they were talking about one day. It's probably a radio program, and they were saying how they thought that was a superior system.
Well, but it brings up questions. Those of you who are in the legal profession, shouldn't the accuser... I mean, shouldn't some of the stuff be public? Shouldn't you have the right to confront your accuser or the accused? Brings up some legal issues that it might not bring up in England?
Yeah. Well,
okay.
It might. I don't know. I haven't thought out the whole thing, but it certainly seems unfair that whether man or woman, somebody can accuse a celebrity of something, the celebrity gets hammered in the media just because they're accused.
But what if it has the virtue of being true?
Well, we'll know that after the trial. We'll know whether it's true or not after the trial.
What if truth is on the same continuum that sex is on?
What do you mean?
Well, when I was growing up...
I don't put those two together very often.
When I was growing up, you hardly say those two in the same sentence. When I was growing up, there only used to be two sexes. But now, there are a lot of gears between park and neutral in life. There are people who are bisexual. There are people who are transgendered. There are people who are crossed. I don't know. There's just a lot of different categories.
Right.
So if you look at sex in that way, what you have got here is a continuum where some people are way positioned at way one end of the continuum. Other people are positioned way at the other end of the continuum. And many people are positioned en route or somewhere in between park and neutral in life. And perhaps we can say that about the truth. Maybe her perception was That she was not consenting. His perception was that she was consenting. In other words, I don't know that the trial, other than in a legal way, the trial will come to some conclusion, well, one way or another. But I don't think we're ever going to know what really ever happened. Just like you can interview two parties to a marriage, and you're never going to know what really ever happened in that marriage. And they could be as forthcoming as possible. They'll tell you everything, and you still will never know. They will never know either.
I agree with you, Enid, but what's important is whether the guy's truly guilty of a crime or not from a criminal standpoint. And so you may be right. She may have felt like she was raped, and she may not have been legally raped.
And
Here, just let me finish. She just doesn't have the right to tell everybody, then hide behind, you know, the tree, so to speak, so that there's this mysterious accuser with all these.
But see, you're coming into it right now, Brad. For many, many years, no woman could come forward because she just would be labeled a slut, a tramp, and not believable. So the pendulum has swung in the other direction to try to protect her privacy. And what if it were a man coming forward that a woman raped him?
That's the way it would happen, though. You wouldn't be called a slut before the trial. You wouldn't be accused of being loose and easy before the trial. And if after the trial the person was found guilty of rape, you wouldn't have all these people hammering this woman. They would be saying, hey, this woman's justified.
Let's talk about... All right, we're going to leave it there, Brad. I thank you for the call. But also, the other part of the equation here is by putting her picture on the front of the Globe tabloid right away. Tremendous publicity for the Globe, tremendous news rack sales for the Globe. It's really all about sales, ratings, revenues. That's what it's about. And anything goes when money is the bottom line. You've certainly seen that in television. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. This is the fabulous Friday edition of, and pre-Halloween too, Enid Live.
Get your side, get their side. Hear both sides talk on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. In the time you own three or four other vacuums, my 8-pound Orrick XL will still be going strong. But you're going to love an Orrick XL for another reason. It's hypoallergenic. Whatever it picks up stays inside the bag. So try an Orrick XL free for 30 days or for free literature, call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. With an Orrick XL, there's never a foul odor or a cloud of dust in your face.
The Institute of International Education brings well-known experts to Denver to share insights about world affairs. Here's what Washington Post writer T.R. Reid had to say about changes going on right now in Europe.
The major goal of the Europeans, the term for this among the political scientists, is the counterweight theory. That is, they are going to be the other superpower. We're a superpower, fine. They're not too happy about it at the moment. But they're going to be the countervailing superpower. And this is a very common view among Europeans. Let me just read to you what I heard a European chief of state say in May of this year. Our unipolar world is inherently unstable. There is a need for a second superpower, and that will be the future role of the European Union. Now, which troublemaking European head of state said this? Tony Blair, our greatest ally in Europe. He's very pro-European, and he sees Europe as this countervailing weight to the United States.
Want to know more? Join us on the web at denverworldaffairscouncil.org.
KNRC cares about the health and well-being of our listeners and welcome you to tune in this Saturday from 6 to 9 a.m. and Sunday from 7:30 to 10 a.m. for a selection of fine programming committed to the betterment of your health. You'll hear about new and innovative products and programs that will allow you to lead a healthier and happier life. You'll also have immediate access to staff members who can answer your questions and assist in ensuring your personal needs. So join us Saturday and Sunday morning on AM 1150 KNRC.
KNRC Community Commitment.
Are drugs affecting you, your family, or a friend? Narconon provides answers to drug addiction. They offer free assessment and referral services to over 11,000 treatment centers nationwide. For 30 years, Narconon has successfully used a drug-free approach to long-term recovery that works. They understand the cravings, guilt, and depression associated with addiction. To find out more about Narconon, log on to www.stopaddiction.com or call 1-800-468-6933.
You're listening to the award-winning AM 1150 KNRC. We've been honored by the Colorado Broadcasters Association with 4 awards of excellence and by the Associated Press with 7 awards for excellence in news coverage, including 1 for best radio newscast in Colorado, plus Westward and Greg Dobbs, Denver's best radio talk show host. KNRC is the youngest station in Colorado to achieve these prestigious honors. The award-winning AM 1150 KNRC.
This is Greg Dobbs. Join me every weekday morning from 6 to 10 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now, back to Enid Goldstein.
1258, just a few seconds left in this hour, but 2 more hours of Enid coming up. The winner of the Sarah Brightman tickets, Brooke from Thornton. Brooke, congratulations. We're going to be giving away 3 more pairs of those tickets as we continue today, so don't go anywhere. And also, I want to remind you that the Salvation Army and Channel 4 getting together tomorrow at the Pepsi Center parking lot 8 from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Lots of anchors and reporters from Channel 4 would love for you to donate gently used clothing, furniture, small and large appliances, anything that you have that can be resold for the Salvation Army thrift store drive. That would be a wonderful thing for you to do. You would help a lot of people who could use your help, and you could help yourself by getting rid of all that clutter and junk in your life. Your life will be magically transformed, and it will if you listen to Enid Live. 2 more hours coming up right here on AM 1150 KNRC.
KNRC 1150. Hear both sides talk. AM 1150, KNRC, Englewood, Denver. Enid Goldstein continues straight ahead. It's 1 o'clock.
Good afternoon, cloudy, 25 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by Denver Water. A handgun-wielding bank robber used an unconventional escape vehicle after helping himself to a wad of cash this morning in Parker. According to police spokeswoman Elise Pennington, the stick-up occurred just after 10 at the Public Service Credit Union on South Parker Road.
He directed employees to the back room where he tied them up. Nobody was harmed, though. He did take an undisclosed amount of cash, and he made his getaway on a black mountain bike.
The FBI and Parker cops each believe the suspect furiously pedaled away from the scene. He's described as a light-complexioned black man with a medium build. Witnesses say he's between 5'10 and 6 feet tall, 180 pounds, wearing a black or dark blue ski mask. 2 people died this morning resulting from separate accidents on icy roads. The Larimer County Sheriff's Office reports the death of a 19-year-old Colorado State University student about 7 this morning when her pickup truck skidded off a county road near LaPorte and into an irrigation ditch. Investigators said she was not wearing a seatbelt. Meanwhile, the State Patrol says a 3-car collision on E-470 south of 56th Avenue about 6:15 this morning took the life of a Mississippi man who was a front seat passenger in one of those vehicles. The scary parts of Halloween are just supposed to be make-believe. However, this festive night can become dangerous without the proper precautions on the part of trick-or-treaters and motorists. Susan Parachini of the State Health Department has a few suggestions aimed at ensuring that a good time will be had by all.
Make sure that the costume that the kids are wearing are light and bright and allow them to be able to see what's going on around them.
Parachini also urges kids not to eat their Halloween candy while still roaming the streets so that it may be inspected by their parents at home. She also asks motorists to be especially cautious on residential neighborhoods as some ghosts and goblins may be difficult to see. A shooting has taken place outside of the Van Nuys, California courthouse where a hearing was being held in the murder trial of actor Robert Blake. According to cameraman Daniel Diaz at the scene, the victim was an attorney who was shot many times in the courtyard of the facility by a man described as small with gray hair.
I think he was shot in the face twice. I saw a lot of blood coming from the forehead and the side by his ear. I don't know about the torso, but it was multiple shots. The man was shooting at him, but the attorney kept dodging back and forth behind this tree, so he might have hit the tree once.
Police later tackled the alleged gunman, who was heard muttering that the lawyer had taken his money. The LAPD confirms a suspect is in custody. That shooting is not believed to be related to the Blake case. Firefighters on the front lines of the Southern California wildfires are getting a shot in the arm. A weather system bringing cooler, damper weather is moving in and could linger for up to a week. Firefighters have managed to hold the line on the 2 largest and most troublesome fires in San Diego, where property losses are staggering. Rain is falling in the county for the first time since the infernos began. And in San Bernardino, firefighters continue battling hot spots as the old fire continues to burn in a northeasterly direction. So far, at least 20 people, including a firefighter, have died in the flames. Attorneys for Oklahoma City bombing conspirator Terry Nichols are back in court seeking the go-ahead from the judge to interview about 100 more federal witnesses. That's in addition to the 61 federal witnesses Judge Stephen Taylor already granted the defense permission to interview in Nichols' state murder case. But the prosecution says the latest requests come too late in the game, and the defense is being too vague about why they want to question the additional witnesses. Taylor is hearing arguments from both sides today about the latest request and has already denied defense motions to interview some of the additional witnesses. Vice President Dick Cheney defended the Bush administration's tax cuts before a Metro Atlanta audience today. Cheney says the third quarter economic growth rate of 7.2% announced Thursday reflects the fact that the tax cuts are working. In Cheney's words, quote, the Bush tax cuts are what helped bring out of the recession and are now helping foster long-term growth. A New York area commuter railroad may seek compensation from a New York City man who backed up service for thousands of people when he dropped his cell phone into the train's toilet. 41-year-old Edwin Gallard of the Bronx got his hand and then his arm stuck in the toilet while trying to retrieve the phone during rush hour yesterday evening.
Ultimately, this train had to stop at Fordham. We had to have emergency crews there who had to literally tear apart the entire bathroom, the doors, part of the walls.
Metro North spokesman Dan Bruckner says fire officials used a blowtorch to extricate Gallert's arm from the stainless steel commode. During the 90-minute rescue, many other trains had to be rerouted. Bruckner says the mishap will end up costing thousands of dollars and repairs to the bathroom will take days. In sports, the next game for the Denver Nuggets is tomorrow night at the Pepsi Center against the Sacramento Kings. Nuggets lost 102-85 to the Rockets in Houston last night. Colorado Avalanche will be in New Jersey tomorrow afternoon for a game there with the Devils. Installing a low-flow shower head can save your family over 2,000 gallons of water a month. Visit denverwater.org for more water-saving tips. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 105.
This week on the Emmy Award-winning Colorado State of Mind, we'll look at the release of those videotapes showing the Columbine killers playing with their guns, and we'll look at the partial birth abortion ban. Last week, Columbine investigators released a videotape showing Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold shooting guns in the woods. Some say the tape foreshadows the boys' deadly intentions for the 1999 Columbine school shootings, but nowhere on the tape do the boys mention their plans. So, what purpose does releasing the video serve? Shock value or something more important? What do you think? Join me, Greg Dobbs, and a panel of Coloradans Friday night at 8:30 for Colorado State of Mind on Rocky Mountain PBS Channel 6. Plus, should legislators make medical decisions? We'll debate the congressional ban on partial birth abortions, and you can debate it as well by going online 24 hours a day at the Colorado State of Mind discussion board at rmpbs.org. But mainly, watch Colorado State of Mind every Friday night on TV, only on Rocky Mountain PBS.
KNRC News Time is 106. Time to go to Darren Copeland now in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is a service of Bank One. Westbound I-70 at I-25. Watch for an accident there. Another accident reported southbound I-25 at Hampton. Injury accident southbound Tower Road at 88th. Stop by Bank One and get maximum strength checking. Now maximum strength checking comes with free online bill pay on qualifying accounts. So stop by Bank One today. I'm Darren Copeland with your KNRC Traffic.
I'm meteorologist Mark Thibodeau with a KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. A storm system developing across Nevada will continue to bring moisture into the area over the top of cold air. That's going to mean a mixed bag of precip this afternoon. It'll turn warmer over the weekend with a south wind and maybe some showers by Sunday. For the afternoon, expect a mix of light snow, sleet, and freezing rain. Highs only to 31. Overcast and temperatures steady tonight in the lower 30s. Saturday turning partly cloudy. You might be able to get outside. Warmer, high to 55. For the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Mark Thibodeau on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's cloudy, 25 degrees. KNRC News Time is 107. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
And now, the Enid Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
107, 7 minutes after 1 o'clock. Welcome to the pre-Halloween Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and I'm in my usual fright wig, which is every day. Every day is Halloween around here. We're talking about the fact that on Monday we're going to be joined, as we get underway on Monday, by California State Senator Jackie Speier. And the reason we're going to have her on is that she was instrumental in getting that financial privacy bill passed in California that now the Senate wants to completely upend and prevent any states from passing similar legislation because they want to give your financial privacy to the big banking interests, the big financial services interests, and so on, and you have no control over it, at least not the control you would have had you lived in California and had you had the benefit of those kinds of laws that would have protected you. So she's going to be joining me on Monday, and I tell you all this because I've gotten together, Joe Anderson, my producer, has gotten together all this information as to how you can contact your senators and your congresspeople about this particular legislation. So let's begin and take down. Go get yourself some pen and paper. Take it down. You can always look in the phone book, too. But your two senators from Colorado are Ben Nighthorse Campbell. And you can, there are all these numbers to call. But let's see. The number I have in Washington, D.C. that you can call is 202-224-5852. There are a number of offices that he has in Greenwood Village, Fort Collins, Colorado Springs, Durango, Grand Junction. I'll give you the Greenwood Village number is 303-843-4100, 303-843-4100. This is for the Honorable Ben Nighthorse Campbell. Or you can call him in Washington at 202-224-5852. And he's got an email, but I don't see it on here. Is there an email, Joe, on Ben Nighthorse Campbell? So you want to get me that? Also, Wayne Allard. If you want to call Wayne Allard, you can do that at... Washington is 202-224-5941, 202-224-5941. And in Denver, he's got a phone number at 303-220-7414, 303-220-7414. And again, I'll get you these email addresses as we have them. Check your computer for the website. Let's see. Where's the website? I don't see it. You're going to have to... House.gov. Well, if you can give me the email address, I don't know how to do that. Let's see. Oh, it says allard.senate.gov. Contact me. And well, I don't know how to do that, but there's got to be an easy way for most people to get into email. But those are the phone numbers of our two senators. If you want to let Boxer and Feinstein know, because they're the ones who are supporting this amendment, you want to talk to them and, let's see, Feinstein, her number in Washington is 202-224-3841. Or you can call Boxer at, let's see. Well, it doesn't have a number for Barbara Boxer. So, Joe, you got to get me a number for Barbara Boxer. Get me these emails and then we'll be more complete in putting this information out there. Okay, so anyway... If you know how to log on, which I do not, but if you know how to log on, there's a website that tells you who your senators are. Or look in the government pages of the phone book. There's a whole listing there of what their local office numbers are. And, of course, you also have Diana DeGette and you have Bob Opre. And you can let them know how you feel. But I was thinking that it would be good to let Boxer and Feinstein know because they are also supporting the... they're supporting the amendment to the privacy thing that would restore some of your privacy. And if you want to call Diana DeGette, her phone number is here in Denver, 303-844-4988, or in Washington, 202-225-4431. And Bob Opre, his number in the Cannon House office building is 202-225-2645, or here in Denver, or in Wheat Ridge, 303-940-5821. So those are some of the numbers to get you going. And look in the phone book. It's all there. 303-382-1150 is our number, and you can call anytime for a trick or a treat today. Van, calling from Boulder. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, Enid. How you doing?
Doing well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty disturbing, this whole what's going on with this, the privacy. I have a really hard time, especially considering where our country went, you know, in the 30s, where we didn't want to have a national ID number.
Well, we do. We already have that. It's a Social Security number.
Well, you know, one of the things that I've been doing just to, you know, and it's been amazing to me how useful it's actually ended up being is that, for instance, on my medical records, I use a different 9-digit number.
Why? A taxpayer number? A taxpayer ID number?
No, I use the exact same 9-digit number whenever I do anything medical.
Oh, and they've never caught you on it?
Well, catch you on what?
Well, they always want your Social Security number.
I just put a little hash through it and then just write the 9-digit number.
Oh, Van, you're so mean.
Well,
you're
no, I mean, why? Why should they be able
Well,
to
that's
have...
what I always wanted to know. What do they need my Social Security number
for?
I do
everything that is not tax-related, I sprinkle it. I mean, I've got a couple of credit cards that aren't with my Social Security number. Same thing, just hashed it on the application.
What do you mean hashed it?
You know, just put a little hash, so the SS number,
uh-huh.
You just put a little mark through it and then put a nine-digit number in there and just make sure you only have, maybe I'm breaking the law. I don't know. But,
well, undoubtedly.
How?
I don't know. I don't know if there are laws.
I don't think
everybody's
any law
got it.
That says you have to use
Let's ask.
The government-issue Social Security number.
Let's ask. Let's ask people who are attorneys or who are into medical information. If you don't put your correct Social Security number on when they ask you at the doctor's office to fill out, if you're a new patient,
right.
They want all this billing information and they want a history and are you allergic to this or that, and they always ask for your Social Security number, or they're doing it lately in the last some years they've been asking, and I'm assuming it's for tracking purposes. It's also probably for billing purposes. I don't even really know why they ask, but they do.
Yeah, it's for billing, but obviously when I get a bank account, because I've got taxable, information that's going to be coming out.
Well, and also the Patriot Act. So if you gave them a phony Social Security number at the bank, they might come and haul you off to the pokey.
Well, no, but I mean, my understanding is that the Social Security number, and I don't know if any law has ever been passed that has changed this, or if it's just a practice. Because if you remember in the 70s, people were putting their Social Security number on their checks, having them pre-printed.
Bad idea. Don't ever do it.
Well, not anymore, obviously. But, I mean, I want to know, why we're using something that is essentially a payroll tax, that's allowing and giving a social safety net for folks when they retire so they're not totally indigent and on the street unless they have a family. Why that particular number has become
Let's ask that question. Van and I, thank you for bringing it up. 303-382-1150. Van asks an excellent question. Why do we need to put our Social Security number on just about all kinds of documents that have nothing to do with Social Security, have nothing to do with banking, have nothing to do with tax matters? Now they all want you to put, your health insurance wants your Social Security number. So if you have health insurance, if you're on a group plan, they want your Social Security number, and then if you put a different number when you go to see the doctor, I don't know, maybe they won't reimburse it. I don't know. 303-382-1150. Tell me about this. Also, if you want to email any of your congresspeople, any of your senators, here's how you do it. www.house.gov. www.house.gov. Or the same thing for the Senate, senate.gov. www.senate.gov. G-O-V. Now, sometimes you can use www, and sometimes you don't have to with things. It depends. You need it with KNRC Radio and other websites you don't. Anyway, there it is. So you can email everybody. It's so easy to do that now. You can let them know how you feel about this Privacy Act. You can go cruising around for Feinstein and Boxer. You can contact DeGette, Beaupre, Allard, Ben Nighthorse Campbell. You can contact everybody. What we've been talking about is it right to put the picture of Kobe's accuser on the front of the Globe tabloid, as the new editor of the tabloid did, Bonnie Fuller, a woman? So is a woman really betraying other women? A lot of you who are men feel like, well, if Kobe's outed, she should be outed too. 303-382-1150. I was happy to see the Target. Wow, this is good news. And maybe this opens the way for Trader Joe to come in, but I don't see how. Target is now selling at one of its super targets. It is now selling wine along with groceries and everything else. And the reason they were able to do it is they were able to take advantage of an old and little used Colorado law that allows a liquor license for pharmacies, and a lot of Targets do have pharmacies now. Well, so do a lot of Costco's, and in the Bay Area, in California, Costco sells a lot of wine, but I haven't seen it. The one that I go to here, I don't see a wine department. Maybe I haven't looked in the right place, because you got all these dopey laws in Colorado. You can't sell wines with groceries, or you can't sell it on Sunday, or, I don't know. You can't have a chain. You got all these rules here for selling wine. I would say I love Colorado. I'm enjoying myself immensely in Colorado. I think it's a fabulous state. But there are two things I could point to about Colorado. A, it has an irony deficiency, not so much sense of humor. In fact, when I've gone to the Comedy Works, even to see big names, here's what the comedy consists of. A lot of the F word and something that's tepidly funny, if that. Maybe something with a lot of attitude, a lot of F words or their equivalent, and not much that's really very funny. Just my thought. And the other thing I don't like about Colorado, I only have a couple, two or three things that I'm not thrilled about in Colorado, is that there are no Trader Joe's, and the reason is that they're not selling wines on Sunday. They don't. You can't buy a car, you can't buy wine or booze on a Sunday in the state of Colorado. And I think that the wine owners, the store owners, and the liquor store owners, and the car dealerships like it that way because they want a day off. I guess, but when do people go car shopping? Well, they could go on Sunday, right? I don't know. I just think it's very weird. Anyway, I'm happy that Target is doing that. All right, it turns out that one of the good things about Colorado, the things that women love a lot, is that there are a lot of men here. Well, I don't know if that's actually true, but that's what the statistics are saying. You can the census, according to the census town census information, there are 86 bachelors for every 100 unwed women. But in the Denver area, it's a little bit better than that. It's 96 men for every 100 women. So there's still, it's still not in favor of the women, but it's better odds. There are 96 single men for every 100 single women. Now, in these statistics, we don't know how many are gay men. We don't know how many are gay women, but those are the raw numbers. This is nothing compared to some of the ski towns where bachelors outnumber bachelorettes by as much as 2-1. So according to the census, 166 unattached males for every 100 females in Vail. Snowmass boasted 167 men for every 100 women. And in Keystone, there are 184 men for every 100 women. Of Colorado's population of 4.3 million people, almost 1.5 million are singles, aged 15 or over. So those of you who are single men and women, you might want to keep me apprised here, because I'm single too, but I don't actually care. It doesn't matter. I think we're all single, whether we're married or not. That's really the truth of it. We're all renters in this life, even though we pretend to be married. The divorce rate, first of all, is 50%. And secondly, you're always who you are. You're sort of, you know, you're married, but you're always single. You're always you. You can never be somebody else. They can never be you. And even if you have a very, very close relationship, you're always individuated in some way. So in some way, you're always single, but what do I know about that? Anyhow, I do know the half the universe is on Match.com. But according to the latest census numbers, Denver, one of the good things Denver has is a lot of unattached men. Of course, they may be unattached in terms of their marital status, but some of them, I have noticed, are also unattached to any palpable IQ. I could be wrong about that. You could comment 303-382-1150, Goldstein, on the pre-Halloween Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live.
Remember those nights in college when you'd talk passionately about the world until dawn? Welcome back, Class of 1150, In-Depth Talk Radio, AM 1150, KNRC. Sarah Brightman.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Music's most mesmerizing voice. Enter the world of faraway lands and forbidden places. Sunday, March 7th, live at Magnus Arena at the Ritchie Center, located on the grounds of the University of Denver campus. Rocky Mountain PBS presents Sarah Brightman. Tickets on sale this Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Available at all Ticketmaster locations, including Foley's, Angelo's CDs, and more. Select Rite Aid's, Albums on the Hill, and Christie Sports. To chart by phone, call 303-830-TIXS or get tickets at cc.com. Sarah Brightman's Harem Tour, produced by CC Entertainment.
Thank you for welcoming me here.
Are you tired of the weight loss battle? Do you find yourself feeling desperate to lose weight and keep it off? Listen to what UltraCarb users are saying about their experiences.
I've been on UltraCarb for 2 weeks. I've lost a total of 10 pounds, and I cannot believe it.
In the first 9 days since using UltraCarb, I lost 10 pounds. It's the only thing that's worked for me, and I am so excited to get down to my goal weight. Right now, I'm losing 20 pounds a month, and within 6 weeks, I'll have reached my goal. UltraCarb is amazing, and I would recommend it to anyone who really wants to lose this weight.
Whoever said losing weight has to be difficult has not used UltraCarb. UltraCarb works by blocking carbohydrates, the source of most weight gain. If you want to lose up to 20 pounds and 2 to 3 dress or pant sizes per month, call now. UltraCarb is 100% guaranteed to work or receive a full refund. Call now to look and feel better about yourself.
Call 1-800-451-6432 and find out how you can get 1 month free with your order. That's 1-800-451-6432.
You know, the thing about winning awards is that you have to say award-winning this and award-winning that. And frankly, it's very tiring for a voice talent like myself.
Where's your mic high, sir?
Thanks. But just in case you didn't know, you can download clips of award-winning news features and guest interviews from our award-winning website, made by an award-winning designer featuring award-winning hosts. Well, it's true. KNRCRadio.com has it all. But if somebody at the station wins a Nobel Prize, I'm out of here.
Hi, this is Bill O'Reilly. Join me live every weekday morning from 10 till noon here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
1:24 on the fabulous Friday pre-Halloween edition of Enid Live. How are you going to spend Halloween? Oh, this just in. Rush Limbaugh's brother, David, updated listeners on the progress of his brother while he's in rehab, that he's, quote, come to grips with a number of things, which I took to mean that he's learned a lot about himself through this process. He said that Rush has retained a sense of humor while rehabbing. His brother said about Rush, he told me to assure his audience that he is not becoming a liberal. Well, there is a I have to tell you, really, this is a true story. At KLBJ in Austin, Texas, and this was a radio station owned by LBJ, Lyndon Baines Johnson, and his wife, Lady Bird. There was his right-hand man was a guy named, or someone who had been with the family and very close to the family for many, many years, a man named Cactus Pryor. Cactus's son was a talk host on that Austin radio station, KLBJ, and had a sort of a drug problem. And he was a liberal and went into rehab, and when he came out of rehab, he was suddenly a conservative. So I've been joking that when Rush comes out of rehab, well, how will we know for sure anyway, he might come out and be some other thing than he was going into it. But, you know, here's the story. Whether it's putting the Kobe accuser on the front of the Globe, or whether Rush postures as something he may or may not be, people are doing anything in order to make money. And if they find a certain niche, whatever it is, whether they believe it or they don't, if they can sound convincing enough and they can get a big enough audience, they don't actually care if there's any kind of congruence between who they really are in case they actually have any idea. And it sounds to me that somebody who is taking a lot of drugs doesn't have a clear sense of himself, is too drugged to have a clear sense, runs at the first negative emotion or any emotion at all, is anesthetizing constantly. So I wonder if you can even say about someone who's an addict or a junkie whether they even have any sense of who they really are. But when somebody like a Dennis Miller, like whoever, is one thing one day and then there's something the next day, how do you even trust them? How can you even accept that what they're saying has any remote correspondence to the truth? And what is the truth anymore anyhow? It's on a continuum. What is the truth? What the truth has become in this society, that if you can make a lot of money doing it or saying it, it doesn't matter whether you believe it. I think that's what's happened. I hope I'm wrong about that. Maybe I'm really gotten way too cynical. But it looks to me like that's the case. One of the things that has happened this week is Union Station. I talked about this quite a while ago. I think Union Station is really a really handsome-looking facility. I love those, what I would call palladium windows. The proportions are really wonderful. Well, they've got a bunch of people there, a lot of consulting fees, to try to figure out what are we going to do with Union Station. These consulting fees are hundreds of thousands of dollars, and if it wasn't bad enough that they were already getting hundreds of thousands of dollars, they want almost $500,000 more for consulting. I don't know what they could possibly be doing for this amount of money. I just think this is complete BS, and I don't want to see more money going for consultation. And finally, the Denver auditor, who is Dennis Gallagher, has launched an investigation of these escalating consulting fees at Union Station because of the large increase requested by city transportation planners. What? Why? You know, they've already spent, the original agreement called for spending $200,000. I don't really know what they've spent to date. It would have been almost a million. So they've spent almost a half a million to date. And with this 466,000, almost 500,000 increase in consulting fees, it would be almost $1 million. You know what? Forget about it. Just stop right now. No more consulting fees for Union Station. I think a bunch of smart people could get together and probably come out very close to what the consultants would say. And you know what? Consultants don't always know what they're doing. They could do it. They wouldn't be consulting. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. On some of these homes that were evacuated during the wildfires, it's too bad. But guess what has happened? Looters. A number of homes evacuated during the surging wildfires have been targeted by looters, causing more worries for displaced residents and prompting some who stayed behind to arm themselves. So in the mountain resort area of Big Bear, where about 80,000 residents have been evacuated, patrols have been stepped up after three homes were burglarized. So there's some people looking at the wildfires as a marketing opportunity. The other thing about those wildfires is that California was asking for some more money from FEMA just before the wildfires happened, and guess what? They got turned down. FEMA says you've already got enough money. And what California wanted was money for clearing trees. But, you know, what they tell you if you're in a fire zone, you want to keep your house cleared of all kinds of vegetation and debris around it, because if it catches fire, boom, you go up in smoke. But the Bush administration took 6 months to evaluate Governor Gray Davis's emergency request last spring for $430 million to clear dead trees from fire-prone areas of Southern California. When was the request denied? Only hours on October 24, Friday. On October 24, which was not Friday, only hours before the wildfires roared out of control in what has become the largest fire disaster in California history. Mary Bono, who is Sonny's widow, a leader in the effort to get federal assistance for fire prevention, questioned Thursday why FEMA did not rule sooner. FEMA's decision was wrong, she said. The timing couldn't have been worse. We knew this disaster was going to happen with certainty. It was only a matter of when, and we were trying to beat the clock with removing dead trees. So the Bush administration, which has never been particularly kind to California, although now with Arnold as governor, maybe it will be. Here's a story that I thought was really an interesting story. A man who'd been flashing his privates to girls at St. Maria Goretti High School in Philadelphia, got more than he bargained for when he got his comeuppance and he landed in the hospital. And this is what happened. Three of his former victims recognized him. They had seen him preying on the girls since mid-September. And they chased him down. And soon, 20 students followed and they wrestled this guy to the ground until Philly cops arrived. And they were beating on this guy and they were wailing on him. And by the time the cops came, I think he was probably happy to see the cops. I don't know. But anyway, he was carted off to the hospital before, I'm sure they're going to cart him off to the pokey. But the girls went wild and they stomped him. He was a flasher. It's coming out now that maybe FDR did not have polio. Maybe instead he had, and I don't know how to pronounce it, is it Guillain-Barré syndrome? It closely resembles polio, but it's also known as acute ascending polyneuritis, so maybe he didn't have polio at all. Camille Paglia, who is very interesting, I always like to hear her takes on things. She has some very interesting observations to talk about when she talks about our rush to war. She says, she was asked the question, has our rush to war played out as you would have predicted? She says, how to start? This Iraq adventure is political, cultural, and moral disaster for the United States. I'm going to repeat that. She said, this adventure in Iraq is a political, cultural, and moral disaster for the United States. Every sign was there to read, but the Bush administration is run by blinkered people who are driven by ideology and who do not feel the largeness of the world and its multiplicity of religions, ethnicities, and customs. Despite the multicultural ambitions of higher education in the last 25 years, there has been a massive failure in public education. She means in this country. And have I been saying that or not? A massive failure of public education. Otherwise, I don't think any of this right-wing thought would have taken hold or taken root. And you wouldn't have had the support for Iraq and some of the dopier policies of this administration. But also, you have a press corps that was asleep. And to the extent that they continue to wake up is the extent to which the disapproval of this particular regime starts to be more palpable. So, in any event, she said media negligence also played a huge role in this cataclysm. She said if you'd gone into the history of the Middle East, you would have seen how foolhardy it would be to think you could reshape it. She said the only one who spoke up, and she said the Democrats were weasels here, and the only one who spoke up and did so eloquently was Senator Robert Byrd, the one strong, eloquent voice denouncing this dangerous expansion of presidential power and the misuse of our military. She says, my view, which is an extreme position, is that we should, and listen to what she has to say, we should get the troops out of Iraq now. I've been saying, look, we're stuck. We're there. It's going to cost us, the first check is $87 billion. Never mind that a lot of the people who are in Iraq, our own troops would be our first line responders, reservists and so on, in case there were terrorism in this country. Never mind that they're not here to protect us. She said, forget it. Just get out of now. Let the UN take over. Let somebody take over. Just come home. And I thought, wow, well, that's a pretty radical idea. What do you think about that? Just come home. Let it go. Forget it. We got rid of Saddam. She says, I don't think this thing is worth one more American life. She said, people say, oh, we've gone too far. We can't turn back now. She said, oh, yes, we can. Get the United Nations in there and get out. I don't think this thing is worth one more American life, not with the pressing needs we have at home. We have catastrophically compromised our internal system of defense against terrorism because of this adventure overseas. Our National Guard and reservists are over there. Our first responders for emergencies in terrorist attacks here. So we are without many of our first responders. Here it is. It's shocking to see, she says, that nearly 2 years after 9/11, there's still no emergency evacuation plan in New York to get people across the Hudson River to New Jersey. When there was that blackout, no plans at all. People are just sitting ducks, she said. And she says, I feel sorry for George W. Bush. He's out of his depth in this job. His view of the world is painfully simplistic, like a Wild West video game where the good guys wear white hats and always win. But he is surrounded by manipulators, or puppeteers, I'd like to say, like Vice President Dick Cheney, the invisible man, the shadowy puppeteer. So here, she is saying, here's what we can do. Get out now. Get the United Nations in there. It's not worth one more life. Go home while you still can walk. Do you agree? 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. 1:35, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Cloudy, 25 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by Burger King. The FBI and Parker Police are investigating a bank robbery this morning at the Public Service Credit Union on South Parker Road. The suspect tied up the employees in the back of the bank, but no one was injured. The suspect made his getaway with an undisclosed amount of cash, riding a black mountain bike. Icy roads today resulted in two separate fatal accidents. A Mississippi man was killed this morning in a three-car crash on E-470 south of 56th Avenue about 6:15 this morning. Then about 7, a 19-year-old CSU student died when her pickup truck skidded off a county road and into an irrigation ditch in LaPorte. She was not wearing a seatbelt. During last year's Halloween weekend, more than 300 arrests were made for impaired driving. Tonight at 6, Colorado law enforcement agencies again will target those who climb behind the wheel after having too much to drink. The Heat Is On campaign includes sobriety checkpoints, saturation patrols, and police patrols looking for drivers who are under the influence. The program continues until Monday morning at 3. One person was shot, another is in police custody after a shooting outside a courthouse in Van Nuys, California. It's the same courthouse where a hearing was underway for actor Robert Blake. He's accused of murdering his wife. A news photographer who witnessed the shooting says the victim was a lawyer. The victim is hospitalized in stable condition. Earlier reports from Los Angeles said the victim had died. The suspect was tackled and arrested by police. The weather's a little cooler and a little more damp in Southern California, and that's good news for firefighters who've been trying to get the flames under control for more than a week. If the cool, wet weather continues, they can soon start mopping up operations, but the fires have taken a tremendous toll. At least 20 people are dead, more than 2,500 homes burned to the ground. Where was accused double murderer Scott Peterson the day his pregnant wife disappeared? At Peterson's preliminary hearing in Modesto, California today, his wife's stepsister said Scott agreed to pick up a Christmas gift the next day, but never showed up. In sports, the Denver Nuggets return home tomorrow night to take on the Sacramento Kings. The Nuggets lost 102-85 to the Rockets last night in Houston. And the Colorado Avalanche will take on the Devils in New Jersey tomorrow afternoon. Try the new savory mustard fire grilled chicken baguette, only 5 grams of fat, that gets its flavor from fire grilling. Come on over, the fire's ready. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 1:38.
Wow, I can't believe it. 50 years. Hi, this is Keith Lair with my sister Linda asking you to come see Lair Fireplace and Patio for all your fireplace needs and help us celebrate our 50th year in business.
Lair's is truly a family business. With our brother Ken at our Arvada store at 81st and Sheridan, I'm at our Littleton store on South Broadway, just north of Arapahoe Road, and Keith is at our original store in Denver at Holly and Evans.
When our father, Joe Lair, started in 1954, he had a very simple philosophy. Sell quality products and treat your customers fairly. You know what? It's worked for 50 years.
That's why we carry quality fireplaces and inserts from Mendota.
If you're building, remodeling, or converting an existing fireplace to gas, check out the superior construction and efficiency of Mendota.
You know, the fireplace is the focal point of most rooms, so do it right. Don't skimp. Get a Mendota. Our expert installers can give you a free estimate right in your home.
That's Lair Fireplace and Patio, Denver's most trusted fireplace specialist for 50 years.
KNRC News Time is 1:39. Time to go to Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by the new Metabolife Ultra. And really just a busy drive around the metro area right now. We're cleaning an accident up at Abilene and Maxwell, Hampton and Poplar as well. You'll also see a bit of a problem. It's going to be down south 225 as you make your way to I-25. Are you on a diet? Try the new Metabolife Ultra with an appetite suppressant and formulated for energy. New Metabolife Ultra is available everywhere you shop. Metabolife, number one in weight loss. I'm Darren Copeland with your KNRC traffic.
I'm meteorologist Mark Thibodeau with a KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. A storm system developing across southern Nevada will continue to pull moisture over the top of cold air in the region. That's going to mean a mixed variety of precipitation this afternoon. It'll turn warmer with a south wind developing this weekend and maybe some showers by Sunday. Snow, sleet, and freezing rain of the light variety this afternoon. Highs to 31. Overcast and steady temperatures tonight in the lower 30s. Partly cloudy, warmer for your Saturday. Highs to 55. For the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Mark Thibodeau on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's cloudy, 25 degrees. KNRC News Time is 1:40. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
What's all the buzz in the suburbs? Find out by subscribing to Buzz in the Burbs magazine. If you're looking for all the best places to eat, shop, travel, and have fun with the family, you'll find it in Buzz in the Burbs, the original lifestyle magazine for Denver suburbs. Buzz in the Burbs is a terrific resource with a wealth of information on fashion, food, home, travel, health, education, local events, personalities, and more. Best of all, you can get the buzz delivered right to your door. If you're not on the mailing list, call Buzz in the Burbs at 303-689-7665 or visit www.buzzintheburbs.com now to subscribe. For just over $1 a month, you get all the buzz about your suburban community right in your mailbox every month. 40,000 active, affluent families rely on Buzz in the Burbs for great ideas on family living. For advertising information or to subscribe, call 303-689-7665 or check out the buzz on the web at www.buzzintheburbs.com. Call 303-689-7665 today.
KNRC Market Watch.
Thin gains for stocks as we make our way through the final hour of trading for the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average adding 26, the NASDAQ ahead 5. The broader index, the S&P 500, is also up 5. 5 blue chips are flirting with their highest levels in a year. They are Alcoa, McDonald's, 3M, Procter & Gamble, and United Technologies. A bankruptcy judge is expected to confirm sometime today WorldCom's reorganization plan. Once that happens, WorldCom is expected to officially change its name to MCI. Thanks to higher oil and gas prices this summer, Chevron Texaco has recorded its largest quarterly profit since the two companies merged a few years ago. It's jumping $3 a share. And on this Halloween, Hershey is adding $1.50. Tootsie Roll is up a quarter. Again, the Dow adding 26. The NASDAQ ahead 5. I'm John Wardock from the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Our contact number, 303-382-1150.
We hear you.
303-382-1150. Close is your phone. 303-382-1150. KNRC.
142 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock on this pre-Halloween edition. I just got an email from one of you, from Richard, and Richard said, supposedly the law only requires that you provide your social security number on your tax form and to your employer. What we're talking about, Camille Paglia, a lot of you, she's a real rabble-rouser. She's a professor. She's written a lot of, she's a best-selling author. She is a terrific pundit. She talks like she's on speed. If you've ever heard her talk, it's the oddest voice you ever heard in your whole life. But in any event, she makes some pretty acute observations. And she is talking about the war in Iraq, and she says, you know what? Here's my view. It may be an extreme view, but this is what I feel. She said, just get out of there right now. It's not worth one more life. Come home. Let the United Nations take over. Come home. Forget it. Do you agree with that? Or are we there? Are we stuck? That's what most people are saying. We're there. We're stuck. She thinks that Bush is in over his head, that he is being manipulated by guys like Dick Cheney, who's sort of a shadowy puppeteer. She said the person that she does hate is Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. She said he's out of control, and he has trashed what should be the professional cooperation between the State Department and the Pentagon. She thinks that Rummy is lost in some delusional state, and he's sort of a grandstanding narcissist. So I'll ask the question, what do you think? Should we just go home? That's what she's saying. Forget Iraq. Just go home. Come home. We got rid of Saddam Hussein. Now somebody else take over. What do you think? 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. One of the things that is surprising network executives is that the ratings for the new season are extremely low right now. And what is going on in order to combat the low ratings is that a lot of the television that you see is getting edgier and edgier. The language is getting a little trashier. I actually don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with edgy stuff, and I don't have a problem with trashy stuff. I just want it to be good, not edgy for its own sake or not just trashy to be titillating. But for example, I don't know if you're a fan of The Sopranos or if you've seen it, but I love that show. I think that show is one of the best shows on television. 303-382-1150. And it's got the rawest language. I mean, they don't censor anything there that I can see. And there's a lot of violence, but boy, it is beautifully done. It's, the acting is terrific. The writing is good. It has the ring of truth about it. It certainly has a great understanding of human nature. I don't have a problem with that at all. Do you? Are we for a long time, television was so chaste a medium. You could go to films, you could go to cable, you could see the worst, you could see porn in your living room without having to go rent it. You could, or in your bedroom, you could get all that stuff. And network television was very chaste, and now it's not quite as chaste. But they do things in sort of a, in so imitative and cheesy a fashion that if they're getting edgier, if they're using saltier language, it's usually not in the service of a good script. Sometimes, but not always. Very rarely. 303-382-1150. So TV executives are mortified that the numbers are down. Maybe people are over television. Maybe we're doing other things. We're on the internet. Maybe we're at cable. Maybe we're not at network TV. I don't know. You might have some theories. But Camille Paglia, a couple of questions we're asking here. Camille Paglia, she is asking, why don't we just forget it? Come home. Forget about Iraq. Let the UN take over. It's not worth one more life. Can we do it? It's pretty radical. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Jerry, calling from Parker. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jerry.
Hi. I'm not sure we can because of the fact that now that we have devastated the entire structure that was keeping it together, that there are a lot of infiltrating groups. And the unfortunate part of it is, which should have been totally foreseeable, is that the most radical Shiite elements are the ones with the power and with the majority, basically, and they can take over. So we can, instead of having, you know, a model for democracy, we could end up having a model for the worst kinds of abuses against women that we've seen in a long time. Yes, it was a horrible regime, but at least, you know, there's no argument that there aren't a whole bunch of other ones of those horrible regimes. I was impressed with the fact that Fox came out right away with this. They're releasing slowly but surely all of the most horrible things that they can find on Saddam Hussein so that people will get at least some kind of reason why we were there. Well, maybe they didn't have weapons of mass destruction. Maybe they weren't, allied with Osama bin Laden.
But wait a minute. Here on television, you can see all the worst excesses of the Saddam Hussein regime, but you can't see the body bags coming back from Iraq. The administration is not letting. They're throwing tarps over. They're not letting you see anything.
No.
Don't you think that's kind of interesting?
I'm very interested, especially knowing Fox and knowing the relationship there with a cousin of the Bushes who was actually a manager. I'm not sure whether a manager or a part owner, I can't remember, but there is definitely a link with Fox News and with Bush and his cronies where they are certainly becoming the cheerleaders of this war. So my question becomes, even if it is the right thing to do, will we be able to do it politically? Because unfortunately I go to places where I hear people say things like, oh my gosh, you know, this is ridiculous. Look at what Saddam did, and people are actually saying we shouldn't have gone in there. I mean, there are many, many people whose minds are so totally, you know, swayed by that TV image that you're talking about.
Well, I want to tell you something about Fox News. I just got something that from one of you, kind of an insider look, and I'm going to share that in a second. Jerry, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Be the fourth caller, and you will get a pair of tickets to Sarah Brightman, and that's on March the 7th of next year at Magnus Arena. The tickets go on sale tomorrow. These are $90 a piece, and one pair of tickets, 303-382-1150. You be the number four caller. 303-382-1150, and you will get roughly $200 worth of tickets if you can go to Sarah Brightman. Should be good. Tom calling from Fort Collins. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi there. I don't know. I don't want to debate about the goodness or badness of whether we were there. I never supported going there, but I worked for the Department of Defense for about 20 years, and kind of a philosophy, an economic philosophy that was rampant with the organization that I was with, something that we called among ourselves rat hole economics. So that, you know, the rationale for continuing to support a project that we had stuffed X many millions of dollars down the rat hole to date, and it would make us look foolish to walk away from it.
So so what we're engaged in is a rat hole kind of a war. We've stuffed many lives, many dollars, many...
I think most wars end up being that way. The rationale for going there in the first place is some inflamed enthusiasm, something that makes a particular person or a particular position more popular and less vulnerable, you know, and they wrap... I can say this is something that we absolutely...
So is it completely... Now, Jerry says, you know, we can't do it because it's going to revert to Shiite control or something. But if the UN goes in there, which I don't know that they're going to want to, because we went in unilaterally, and now we have no... We don't have much in the way of allies. The coalition of the unwilling, the coalition of the pool kicking and screaming.
Well, you know, I think the coalition of the British that we've got and the few Australians and the two or three Bulgarians and those kinds of things will run away when we do. But I think the reason why the United Nations and the French and the Germans haven't supported us was because we wanted to be in charge. And that's been an obstacle between ourselves and our NATO partners.
Bottom line,
ourselves and the others.
Bottom line, Tom, there's no way we can walk out.
Oh, I think we can.
You can? Are you in favor of it? Do we come home right now?
You know, I don't think it's a bad idea at all.
Okay, we're going to leave it there. I thank you for the call. I think we probably have a winner for the Sarah Brightman tickets. I'm Enid Goldstein. I'll announce the winner as we continue. You can continue the conversation as well, 303-382-1150. If I were to do a pop quiz right now and I said, all right, what station are you listening to? Would you know? Would you know where the dial position is? Would you know what the call letters are? I'm just asking because some people don't know. They think they're listening to the Walmart across the way or something. But I'm going to tell you, if someone should ask you, you should know. And it's 1150 is the dial position. And the call letters are K-N-R-C. And I am your
pre-Halloween radio goddess, Enid Live, right here on AM 1150.
Most people come from one school of thought. Welcome to the beauty of both sides. AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Enid Goldstein. Get up close and personal with the Colorado Symphony in the only concert hall in America where the music literally becomes the center of attraction. The CSO is offering KNRC listeners 20% off tickets in the Parquet and Mezzanine 1 sections of Betcher Concert Hall for all Masterworks and Super Pops performances. These seats put you practically in the middle of the orchestra. You can watch the conductor's every move and hear the majesty and force of the music build before you.
Colorado Symphony Orchestra, the sound of your life. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, violinist Mark O'Connor and Nadia Salerno-Sonnenberg will perform with the Colorado Symphony Orchestra in O'Connor's Double Violin Concerto and more. That's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, October 31st, November 1st, and November 2nd.
And to get up close and personal with the CSO, call 303-893-4100. That's 303-893-4100.
Heartburn knows how irritating it can be, which is
why you want to feel really fast. I mean, the instant Maximum Strength My Lines of liquid hits your throat, you can feel it rushing right to where you need it.
Ah, the cool liquid hits the back of your throat, and you know you're feeling something
velvety smooth, soothing that burning inside you. My Lance is wonderful, wet, drenching sensation,
restores and refreshes in a most glorious fashion.
Try Maximum Strength My Lance.
Soothing at the speed of life.
The KNRC Community Commitment.
The Jefferson County Department of Health and Environment offers a full-service international travel clinic. The clinic provides immunizations and prescriptions, as well as health advice and information associated with traveling to specific areas of the world. If you're traveling internationally, protect yourself and call the travel clinic 4 to 6 weeks before your trip at 303-239-7020 to schedule an appointment. That's 303-239-7020.
Tickets are on sale now for the 2004 KeyBank Denver Distinguished Lecture Series, featuring the dynamic lineup of Her Majesty Queen Noor on January 20th, retired General Tommy Franks on March 30th, and Steve Forbes on May 17th. Tickets start at only $50 for the 3-lecture package and are on sale now. Go to www.denverlectureseries.com and expand your world by attending the 2004 KeyBank Distinguished Lecture Series, a program of junior achievement and sponsored in part by AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Doug Kellett. Join me weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
Brightman, and we're giving away tickets. We have two more pairs to give away. We start out with four pairs, and the winner is Elizabeth from Boulder, and Sarah Brightman is going to be at the Magnus Arena March the 7th of next year. The tickets go on sale tomorrow, and then they're expected to sell out. So these are $90 a piece, roughly, a pair almost worth almost $200. We have two more pairs to give away, so be listening, and you could be a winner. Elizabeth from Boulder was the winner of the last pair of tickets. 303-382-1150 is the number. What we're talking about is Camille Paglia, always a disturber of the status quo, a status quo disturber, saying, you know what, it may be an extreme view, but I think let's get out of Iraq right now. Let's get out of Vietnam right now. Come home. It's not worth one more life. Let the UN take over. Is it possible? Do you think that, could we do it? What would happen if we did it? It couldn't be any worse than the way it is now. I mean, it's an interesting idea to contemplate. Bill in Westminster, hi, you're live with Enid.
I don't believe we can cut and run. I didn't support the war, and I certainly don't support Bush, but now that we're in there, I don't think we can cut and run. We would leave the place a total mess if we pulled out now. We you'd have a religious war between the three Muslim factions. You have the Kurds up north, and who knows what anybody would want to do with them, plus what would they want to do? What would the Turks' reaction be? Would they try to take over that part of Iraq with the Kurds? And the other point is, would Turkey, Syria, and Iran, would they start fighting each other for parts of the territory? So I just think we got into it. It's a quagmire. We shouldn't have went in, but at this point, I think we're
stuck. We're stuck, and we can't come out. That's what you're saying, Bill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have to straighten it out.
Thank you for calling 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. He says we're stuck. This just came in from one of you. This is about Fox News and what really goes on at Fox News. This is a guy who worked there for, I don't know, like 20 years or so. Or what, he's been in journalism for 20-plus years. He said, not once in the 20-plus years I've worked in broadcast journalism prior to Fox, including lengthy stays at the Associated Press, CBS Radio, ABC Good Morning America, did I feel any pressure to toe a management line. He says, but at Fox, if my boss wasn't warning me to be careful how I handled the writing of a special about Ronald Reagan, you know how Roger Ailes, the Fox News chairman, feels about him, he was telling me how the environmental special I was to produce should lean. You can give both sides, but make sure the pro-environmentalists don't get the last word. Editorial, he says, the Fox newsroom is under constant control and vigilance of management. And I'll share more of that with you, Jeff, on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, how you doing, Enid?
Doing well, Jeff.
I was just on your topic. I think one thing that I thought about before the war and was that Saddam Hussein had, there's some logic behind the way he ruled that country with the psychological messages, the Saddam pictures and all that, and because of the last caller saying that that's an incredibly divided country with several different cultures, and to not recognize that was pretty stupid. But other than some of the brutality and some of the things that he did that were just perverted, there were some very, that's probably about one of the few ways you can.
It was a very functioning society, and it was functioning at a fairly high level. They had educated civil servants. They didn't have too much corruption compared to other countries in the Middle East. It was a very functioning society, even though you had a despot at the head of it. But the question is, we're going to have to leave it there. I realize we're just about out of time. Thanks, Jeff, for the call. One more hour of Enid coming up right here on AM 1150 KNRC. Don't go anywhere. We have more Sarah Brightman tickets to give away. Remember, if you have stuff to give away, do it tomorrow from 10 to 2 at parking lot A of the Pepsi Center. It's a Salvation Army Channel 4 drive, and they would really appreciate anything that you have that they could resell at the Salvation Army thrift shops. I'm Enid Goldstein. This is the pre-Halloween Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. One more hour coming right up.
KNRC 1150. Hear both sides talk. AM 1150. KNRC. Englewood, Denver. Enid Goldstein continues straight ahead. It's 2 o'clock.
Good afternoon. Cloudy, 25 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by XL Energy. Icy roads had something to do with two deaths and lots of accidents this morning around Metro Denver. Spokeswoman Stacy Stegman says CDOT is doing what it can to make the roads as safe as possible for the afternoon commute.
We expect this rush hour to be pretty similar to how it was yesterday. Our crews will be out treating the roads with liquid de-icer so that the ice doesn't get to ice up as quickly, but still, when we have this kind of weather, bridges, overpasses, we're going to have some problem areas.
Stegman says bridges will be assigned top priority for CDOT crews this afternoon. Two separate accidents claimed two lives this morning. The Larimer County Sheriff's Office says a 19-year-old student from Colorado State University.